Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Talk a little bit about Bridgerton.
Yeah, we're talking about Bridgerton. I was telling you guys, I'm on episode number 6, which means I have 2 left. And my boyfriend was watching it with me the other day, and he was in the same room when it was on. And he's like, "What are you watching?" I'm like, and of course, you know me, I'm like trying to protect the thing. I'm like, "Oh, it's just a chick show. You won't like it." Yeah. And he starts watching it and he's like, "Ow." Ow. And then there's like some sex scenes and things like that, that I feel like sometimes, like when guys are watching girls shows, like sometimes the intimate scenes kind of save it.
They're expecting it to be one thing and they're disappointed when it.
Yeah.
Is
when it's not.
Yeah.
He's like, it wasn't even that good of a scene. I'm like, eh.
From what I
hear, like, hey, that was hot.
Yeah. He has to watch the I think a little further down the road, it gets a little steamier.
That was very romantic.
Yeah, someone told me episode 7.
Yeah. I don't know what, I think I'm on 6 and 6 is steamy.
Yeah, 7 is supposed to be the whoa.
Okay, well, maybe I'll bring him back in.
According to some ladies that I've talked to. I'm only on 4. I'm on episode 4.
So. And he's like, what's happening? What is this show even about? And I start telling him, he's like, no. No, thanks.
Well, it's...
But there are men that like it, which is what we were talking about off air.
Socialites in London in the 1800s.
Yeah, and then he did tell me, if you want to start calling me my lord, I'm cool with it. I'm like, nah.
Yeah, that seems to be universal amongst most of the men who have watched it. You know, they may have been onto something back then.
Yeah, my lord. Thank you, my lord.
Hey, Mike, how are you, man?
Good, how are you today?
Oh, excellent. How's the weather out there? I haven't looked. And it was wet. Is it still raining?
Wet. Yeah, not a little drizzle. Not too bad.
All right. Take it easy out there. Sounds like you're in the car headed to work.
I was on the way to work. I'm dropping my son off at his mom's house and heading into work.
Fair enough. What line of work are you in?
I do carpentry. I'm a contractor. So I
nice.
We fix whatever, pretty much basements, kitchens, you name it.
Very cool. You working this weekend, or you take some time off?
This weekend I have my son, so I will be off this weekend, spending time with him.
Very
fun.
Nice.
What are you guys going to do? Anything fun?
I'm not too sure what we're going to do this weekend. He got a new Nintendo Switch for Christmas, so we'll probably end up playing on that some and
cool
and hanging out.
Sweet. Just curious, back to the carpentry business, how has it been through COVID? I imagine you guys are probably extra busy. Has this been was 2020 a good year for you?
It was, yeah. It actually, a lot of people were staying home and needed extra spaces in their homes. So a lot of people were adding, you know, finishing basements, adding offices on because they needed a home office now. So
that's great.
Yeah, it's been really busy.
What's the approximate wait time? If somebody books a job with you, how far behind are you?
I know as of right now, so I work with my brother-in-law mostly, and we're at least 6 months out. I know.
Holy mackerel.
He's got jobs planned for the next couple months. So.
Wow.
Dang.
I guess that's a good problem to have, though, right?
Good for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, it's a real good problem to have, yeah.
Oh, good for you. All right, man. Well, listen, we're going to open up this envelope here. Here's the name of the game. We give you a letter of the alphabet. If you can answer 10 questions in 30 seconds that begin with that letter, you will win $1,000. Now, here's the deal. You can pass if you don't know the answer, and we'll come back to it. But we advise that you pass quickly.
Okay.
You don't want to waste any more time. Huh?
We listen to you guys every morning, and very he cool. always tells me to call and be the 1K letter of the day winner. So
there you go.
Today's the day. Let's do it.
Shot.
Now,
okay.
you can't use the same answer more than once. Keep that in mind. I'm going to put 30 seconds on the clock here. I guess I got to give you the letter. Huh?
Yeah, give him the letter, Jeff.
Okay. All right. So your letter is the letter Q. Letter Q. However, there's a little wild card here. It says one of the show members can help you with one random answer.
Oh.
Okay.
That means one of us will just yell it out.
All right. That sounds good.
Tim is actually going to be reading the...
Yeah, I did the list today since Jen is off.
The reading the things to you. So that means Jeff and I can help you out. One show member.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do I have to choose one now or...
I think we'll just yell it out. It's a hard letter.
Okay.
What do you think?
Only if you run into a jam. If you need it, I'm not going to yell it out. Because if you already have an answer, that doesn't do you any
How
good.
How about he just says help for there that particular one, and then that'll be the one we help you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't guarantee we're going to be very helpful.
Let me Google really quick keywords, and I'll have something for you.
Quick. Quiet. Quality.
Quince.
Yes.
Quibble.
Quilt.
Oh, quilt is good.
Queen.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, you got Q.
Quebec.
Quill. Yeah, quail. I always try to think of, like, when you learn your letters with your kids, they always have, like, words on the back of their little flashcard. And it'll be like, quilt, queen.
Quack.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
I can't guarantee.
Echoey.
Yeah, just make sure your radio is turned down, which I think it already is. That's probably the phone just bouncing back at us.
Okay.
Feel free to use any of those words or not. Totally up to you. I'm putting 30 seconds on the clock.
Mike, you got the letter Q. Clock will start after I read the first question. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Here we go. Something you put in a crock pot.
Pass.
A sports team.
Help.
Queens.
A cleaning product.
Pass.
A car.
Pass.
A girl's name.
Quiona.
Something in a can.
Quicksand.
Something soft.
Q-tip.
Quilt.
He said quilt.
Well, that was tough.
Give him that one. Give him quilt. That was hard.
Crockpot. I was thinking quail.
Quail. Yeah, I was thinking that too.
The old quail in the crock.
The old quail slow cooker meal.
Yeah.
That was challenging. That was harder
than
you thought. Yeah.
It was.
Enjoy the long weekend with your kid, and we'll talk to you on the other side.
Bye.
Thank you very much. Bye.
All right, take it easy.
Oh, quiche. Can you put a quiche in a crock pot, maybe?
Well, I don't know about that.
A lot of quiche.
Yeah. I don't know.
828, Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.